pray. Father, bless your word and all that comes to us through it. Do us good. Point us to your Son, the Lord Jesus. Help us to love him. Amen. Quite a while ago, in the time when the judges ruled, that is when there was no leader in Israel, and everybody just did what they thought. Everybody did what was right in their own eyes. It's like not having any police about. Everybody does what they like. That's how it was. Very bad indeed. But God used to raise up people to be the leaders, to help the people and to fight the battles for them. And that's what happened in the book of Judges. But we suddenly come across a man whose name was Micah, young chap. Oh, I'm afraid his mother, we only read about his mother, we don't know about his dad. His mother spoiled him somewhat. He just did what he liked at home, just like everybody else in the nation of Israel. He just did what he liked all the time. And his mother never bothered about him very much indeed. So he just, if he wanted anything, he'd go and help himself in the fridge and things like that, you know what I mean. Before long, not only did he think he could help himself to anything in the house, he suddenly found a pot with some money in on the top shelf. And he thought, my, I'll have that. And when he counted it out, it was 1,100 shekels of silver. Quite a lot of money. And he thought, I'll have that. But, you know, he hid it in his bedroom. And after a while, he began to feel uncomfortable about it, because he knew he did wrong. So he went to his mother and he said, Mother, I know you've lost that money. It was special to you. His mother said, yes, I know. In fact, I was going to make it right with God by giving God some money, and I was going to really make it right because I'm a sinner and I really need to be right with God, and I was going to give him money. And he said, well, here it is. I stole it. I'm sorry. So she says, oh, well, I'm going to give it to God. Now, look, this is what we'll do. We'll make a silver ephod, which is what is used in worship. And one of your boys is growing up, Micah, one of your boys can be the priest of the house. And then it'll be, everything will be all right with us. But of course it wasn't maybe, because I mean that wasn't God's way. But they kidded themselves. They thought everything would be all right. Is it for God? Is it for God? Like a lot of people think they can spend money, give money to God and be good and send money to the relief of the poor starving people and all that, and do lots of good things. Make it right. Doesn't make it right. Only the blood of Jesus makes it right. Only what Christ did at the cross makes it right. Well, they felt uncomfortable still. They thought, you know, we're not right. Although we spent this money on God and one of your boys is the priest in the house, we're still not right. One day, he watched a load of travelers coming in, and he heard a voice, and he thought, that's funny. That sounds like a Levite, the way he speaks. He sounds like one of God's special priests from Jerusalem. He went up to him and says, hey, you priest. He says, oh yeah, I am. He says, hey, you come with me, he says. Took him home to mother. He said, mother, this man's a priest, a real proper priest. What about it? Mother says, okay. Will you come and stay with us and be our priest in the family? We'll pay you. And the man said, oh, all right, I'm not going anywhere, I'm just travelling about, I'll come and stay with you. And so he became a priest. And you know, after a while, they still knew that things weren't right, really. It's like a lot of people in the world, they try this, try the other, try this church, try this religion, you know, not getting anywhere at all, you see. And, but I'm afraid that's how things went on. Until one day, the tribe of Dan, some travellers from the tribe of Dan came spying out the land to see whether they could take over and steal. That's what they were doing. You see, everybody did what they wanted to do. They wanted to go break into people's houses. They did it. Looting and all this, you see. And the tribe of Dan, they came. And when they heard the voice of the Levites, they thought, hey, what are you doing here? You should be back in Jerusalem serving the Lord in the temple. He says, I know, but this man's paying me to be a priest here, and I'm serving God here. He said, hey, listen, you don't want to stay just with one man's family. Come with us. We're the whole tribe of Dan. Come and be our priest. So he says, okay. And so they took the silver ephod, and they took the priest belonging to Micah, took him away from them altogether. Poor old Micah didn't know what to do. Thought, I'd lost my only hope now. It's gone. He ran after him and said, what are you doing taking my priest away? You better keep your mouth shut, said Dan. And so he did keep his mouth shut because he was scared of them. He went back home very unhappy. And I'm afraid that's where our story ends. A man who made a big mistake thinking that he could get right with God his own way. Big mistake, you see. But we know different today. There's only one way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the only way. And with him we get peace with God, forgiveness of sin, and a new life. Let's pray. Father, just bless this word. Help us to see things differently today, not like people did in the old time when they didn't know any better. Help us to see Lord Jesus is our not only our friend, coming having died for us, rose again for us, but comes to live in our lives, to live in us and guide us in all our trials and all our difficulties. Thank you, Father, for giving the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.